Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I'm so happy to have in studio with us today Andrea Coleman. She is the executive director of TLC of Hastings, and she is going to give us a great recap and also a great update on their most recent banquet. How are you? It's great to see you.
I am wonderful, Mo. It's wonderful to see you again, too.
So tell us a little bit about TLC for people that might not know about your organization, your nonprofit.
Yes, we are. TLC of Hastings Total Life Care was established in 2009, so we're 13 and a half years in. And we are here as a pregnancy and parenting resource center in the community, for the community, and by the community. I would say our banquet just best exemplifies that because it is a celebration. It's a celebration of everyone who makes it happen, who makes it a reality, who serves, who donates, who just gets the word out so that people who need our services can find us.
So your mission necessarily hasn't changed since 2009, but certainly the breadth of what you do has. Tell people about that.
Absolutely. As I added, we're a pregnancy and parenting center because we aim to do everything pregnancy related, both from the onset all the way through to after babies are born, and being able to help those family be strong families and be the parents that we know that they are meant to be. And being able to have the resources of educating through our classes and our mentoring. We love the relationship piece of what we do, and that comes through in every service. So alongside of those educational services, we have life coaching. We have FEM, which is our fertility education medical management. We have the come alongside part of that as well, which is the mentoring and the classes, both for men and women. But we also have the Brighter Beginnings, which I've been in here to talk with Rita Humbert before with you, Mo, is that ability to, again, come into the homes, walk alongside these women who maybe are on bed rest, or maybe these families have a brand new baby and they feel like there aren't enough hands or enough hours to get everything done that they need to. So that is the beauty of what we do. It's not just resources. It's resources plus relationships plus education plus so much more. And the way that we've grown is wherever there was a need in the community that another one of our organizations weren't meeting, we looked at it to see if it was something that came under our umbrella, and then we added the services. Miscarriage, infant loss, abortion, and any brokenness healing. As I said, fertility education medical management for a little healthier approach to planning a family. And then the men's ministry, which, you know, we know that women need a lot of support through pregnancy and parenting, but the men need to be there too. And when fathers are involved in those lives from early on, the children do better and the families are stronger. And so
the statistics really bear that out, don't they?
They really do. They, again and again, what we're seeing in our communities today is the brokenness of families, the family unit, especially so many single women parenting alone. And, you know, we've even found in the research that when dad and mom don't, maybe they aren't right for each other, maybe they don't get married, maybe they're not doing that, but if they can co-parent together, the grades in school, the relationships for the child, the less likeliness for that child to be incarcerated or suffer with anxiety and depression. It's just across the board. It affects everything. So we really want to help men be good fathers and good partners, and women be good moms and have the support and love that they need too.
And how long have you been in your new space, Andrea?
Hard to believe. It'll be 5 years in February.
Wow.
Already. And that space just serves us and the work we do so well. And we're just blessed. We're up off of the frontage road up by the chiropractor between the middle school and the chiropractor's office, Pedersen. And it's just an easy see from Highway 55. And with, I think we did a study once and it was like 69,000 cars that go by there every day. And we thought, well, there's the visibility, right? So.
And you actually have really grown into that space and you use many different areas of it. It, but yet it's very confidential for somebody that wants to come in, and that's something I know that's important early on. If people people want to come in and confidentially talk with you.
Yeah, so much of what we do begins with that first appointment from an unplanned pregnancy. And that takes a lot of just hearing what's on someone's heart. So confidentiality is so important. So we're able to take them out of our reception area very quickly down the hall, where we have three private advocacy rooms where we can just pull the door shut, listen to what's going on, maybe do a pregnancy test, and kind of hear what are they thinking, and giving them information about the options that they have available, but also giving them, you know, there are risks involved, and there are long-term commitments and long-term repercussions of all of the choices, whether it's abortion, adoption, or parenting. So just being able to slow them down and get them the information they need to make the best choice for themselves. And of course, always with the emphasis of we're there to advocate for both mother and, if they're pregnant, the child as well.
So can you give people some contact information if they perhaps want to contact you about themselves, about somebody that they love?
Yes, thank you. Of course, a phone call is easiest, 651-437-4200. And then there's always our website, tlchastings.com. And the best way for someone to know about everything we do is to go on to our website, and it shows our services. From there, you can contact us via text, email, or phone. And so whatever way someone feels most safe, the best way that works for them. And we love to get right back to them and be able to do a quick follow-up.
Andrea, tell us about your banquet, because that really is something that's ongoing, and that really is probably your biggest fundraiser. Is that correct?
Yes. Our banquet every year, our annual banquet, provides about 85%, between 80 and 85, I guess I should clarify, of our yearly funding. And it's beautiful. It's an event where people are able to come and they're able to find out more about who we are and what we do. And how we do that is we usually make a video. This year we had three different clients who were willing to share their stories on our video. It's not the typical client that you think always. So many people think of a high school or college age woman who's alone coming to our center. And don't get me wrong, we definitely serve that population. Absolutely. But the stories this year that were told were a little different. You know, one of our clients was in her 30s and not planning to be pregnant, and finding out if she had this baby, she was going to be alone to do that. And the stories just really give you a from the heart look at what the impact is of what everyone who serves at Hastings is able to do.
So you have had this banquet for how many years? Since 09?
Since 09. We opened in February and had our banquet in May that year. So.
And early on, you had a different formula to how you put the banquet on. And then a few years ago, you changed that. Tell our listeners about that, please.
You know, I have to say, because we are a ministry that is faith-based, we really lean a lot on God. And we know that He has provided through our donors and through our volunteers and everyone who's involved all these years, so we can have our doors open and not charge for any of our services. So a couple of years ago, our board was having a conversation about the attendance at the banquet. And the conversation arose about there are people that we learned of that weren't coming because they couldn't afford a ticket. And I think at that time we charged $40, $45 a person to
attend. For two people, it was almost $100.
Right.
But it's a fundraiser. You needed that money.
Well, so we thought, right? I mean, to cover the costs of the meals and all of those expenses. And we had heard of other organizations that had started a new kind of format model where they didn't charge guests to come.
Doesn't make sense to me.
I know it. And so with blind faith, we had our first banquet without charging for anyone to attend.
What did you think that first year? I mean, I know you have great faith, but that had to have been stretching it a little.
I think what I thought was we would cover the expenses and there would be something left over. And we more than covered the expenses. And there was more, because what we saw is people were free to give what they felt they needed to give once they were at the event, were able to hear about what we did, were able to see if that was something they wanted to invest in. And not only did they give, but they gave generously. When they just paid for their ticket, we took our meal out and there was a small amount left over, and that was their donation. But when they were able to really think about what they wanted to invest,
it was more intentional.
We noticed it was intentional, but it was so much more. And to the tune of this year, the paper will report that we raised over $70,000, and we did. But actually, since that story was done and will come out in this week's paper, we are now closer to $85,000. Amen. And that's before expenses. But that, I say, is blind faith for sure. And we cannot thank this community and the people who made that possible enough. And we are so glad that so many of them were in attendance at the banquet to be able to celebrate with us and to be able to see people there who, quite frankly, might not have been able to come had they paid for a ticket. And yet we're still able to find something to give that night to support the work of the center.
So usually you and I chat it up before your banquet so that we can kind of hype it and invite people. But you really had an astounding turnout way before the banquet even. You were sold out early.
Yes. And I think that took everyone a little bit off guard. We had donors who hadn't who'd come every year, who hadn't gotten their RSVPs returned, who we very quickly had to put on a wait list. A good problem to have, and yet a problem, albeit.
And you were at a big space too, weren't you?
Yes. We were out at Almquist Farms, where the maximum we can seat is 340, and we had 340 people seated. And people always say, well, why don't you find a bigger space? Well, actually, for Hastings, that's about the biggest you can find. We love the space, and they're so kind to make that possible for us to have our event there. But it just kind of woke people up that next year, so many people said, I'm sending it in as soon as I get it. I just won't take it for granted that I have all this time. So for anyone who wasn't able to be there, I do have permission from our speaker, David Williams, to share what he shared, which is an amazing talk, which really speaks to our theme, which was building strong families.
So tell us about that, please.
Yes, David Williams is a speaker. He works through Ambassador Speakers Bureau, and he just had a story like no other to share with our guests. I'll just say, without telling the whole story, he started out with a beautiful picture in his presentation of his wife and six children. They live in Orlando, Florida, in just a wonderful family. Told how much he's been involved in each of their lives, and then he showed a picture of an older son who he had had with a previous marriage, and a son who he had not been that involved with in the upbringing, and how different that son and their relationship was. And then the last slide he put up simply said Miriam, and it said the year Miriam was born and the year she died, which were the same year. And he shared the story that that was the daughter that he and his girlfriend aborted. And he came from the place of how does that impact a man, in such a heartfelt way, where he took full responsibility for encouraging that decision and being part of that decision, and just talked about how that rippled throughout his whole life, how it caused him to have an inability to love freely and to be a father like he could have been and should have been, especially when he had that other son, and then how through the process of a strong faith and a strong woman in his life, his now wife, how that changed everything and how different he sees the importance of fathers and men in their families.
I would assume that most of the men that were at your banquet were engaged already in their own families, but what was their takeaway that they could share then with other people, do you think?
You know, I hope that the takeaway was the importance of men in the lives of their children's and the lives of their partners. That is so, in this country, undermined, I think, over and over. And I think it's the reason why we have so much brokenness in our country. And actually, you're kind of seeing it worldwide. But it really built men up. It didn't take away from women and their role as mothers. It didn't undermine that at all. But it really built them up and said, be involved. Be engaged.
It's important.
It is important. And your kids, whether, like I said, whether you're married or you're not, just being there to be a support system in raising those kids, the benefits that are going to go across that child's life and future generations are just enormous.
So that was obviously very, very moving. And I heard that you gave a shout out to somebody that is well known in this community, Bill Schomer.
Last year, we started this Heart of TLC Awards. It was a board member's idea, which I just love. The hard part is how to pick a couple people because we have such amazing people who are part of TLC. But we chose them based on someone who best exemplifies all that TLC represents. And they were nominated by different people from the organization. You mentioned Bill Schomer. Bill is what a guy. I don't need to tell anyone who knows Bill that. He's an amazing man, exemplified being an amazing husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather. And we've known about Bill since the beginning of the organization because he's always donated. He's always been involved. Was for years at our, he's always been at our banquet, but did our walk run for years, rallied the troops. And when Bill lost his wife this year, Marilyn, he came into our office shortly after her death with just all these donations and memorials and in a heavy heart and tears in his eyes and said, this is exactly what Marilyn would have wanted us to do. And he just has a special place in our heart for sure. So he was one of our recipients. Another recipient was Daniel Millard, and he's been our past president, a board member, was the longest standing president we had, I believe we said about 7 years. And Daniel just gave from newer to our community when he got involved, but just wanted to give back, and so believes in what we do that we honored him, and his wife Becky and his son Aiden were there. And then the other group we organized or we recognized was the Knights of Columbus from St. Elizabeth and Seton. They have been involved in our fundraising efforts from the beginning. They're there with Tootsie Roll sales. They're there with pancake breakfast. You'll see them out putting signs up around town where they might be a Pro-Life Across America sign, but then on the bottom, they'll add the TLC sign. So if someone sees that and wants to know where to go for help, they can find TLC. And then this year, they helped donate. They had raised money for half of our brand new ultrasound machine. And then once they did that, applied to the Grand Supreme Knights to cover the other half. So we have a brand new ultrasound machine, which is amazing, and the technology you can't even believe. They raised all the funds for that machine between themselves and the Grand Supreme Council. So just to get them up there, their group, we had a great picture, and Gary Winia is the sitting Grand Knight. So he came up and accepted the award. So amazing people in the community, just to thank and acknowledge publicly.
Thank you, Andrea. And I know it was important for you to thank the community for all that they've done, but we want to thank you also for you and the wonderful volunteers that you work with.
Thank you, Mo.
Touch a lot of people's lives.
Well, thank you. It's a team for sure.
Andrea Coleman, she's the executive director of TLC Hastings. And again, if you want more information, you can give a call at 651-437-4200. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Wrapped around my finger, and it's so quiet in the world tonight. Your little eyelids flutter 'cause